Wisconsin native prairies are diverse, herbaceous, dominated ecosystems that are important for carbon storage and biodiversity conservation. Unfortunately, most of the prairie in Wisconsin has been lost due to agriculture or urban expansion, so maintaining the remaining prairies is essential for preserving regional biodiversity. Also, climate is changing faster during winter than any other season in Wisconsin. As winter temperatures warm and become more variable, the frequency of extreme hot and cold events increases. Understanding native prairie species' cold tolerance is essential to understanding the plant's ability to withstand changing environmental conditions. Our research focuses on measuring seed cold tolerance of 12 species by monitoring germination success after exposing the seeds to varying cold temperatures. Overall, seed germination varied by species, ranging from 65 to 7% germination success. Cold tolerance also varied among species. For example, Illinois' Tick Tree Foil and Great Blue Lobelia did not have reduced germination following the freeze trials, while germination amount decreased with colder temperatures. For some species, such as grassleaf goldenrod and prairie sundrops, only the coldest temperature decreased germination. This suggests that more cold-tolerant species might have higher survival rates following future extreme freeze events, while species that are sensitive to colder temperatures may have a decreased chance of survival. These results provide a deeper insight into how native prairie species withstand changes in winter climate, which in the long run could contribute to future research on strategic methods on how to maintain biodiversity of prairies within Wisconsin. Other future research could include measuring the cold tolerance of later stages of life, such as older plants and overwintering tissues, to get a better understanding of the cold tolerance level in mature plants. As the environment continues changing, knowing the stress tolerance of different species can help us understand which species may cope with impending change and which species we might need to spend more time and energy conserving if we want to keep them on the landscape.